On a weedy patch of land, an hour and a half from Washington, D.C., farmer Brad Eustace is tilling razor straight lines with a GPS-guided tractor. With the computer in control, he barely has to steer.
You can do a straight line a whole lot easier.
The GPS computer receives signals from Earth-orbiting satellites to keep track of where his tractor is and where it has gone. Hoses deliver precise amounts of fertilizer right into the grooves that the tiller cuts. And when farmer Jimmy Messick comes back days or even weeks later with a GPS-guided corn planter,
the seed goes right on top of this tilled row. The corn planter will come back and it'll be putting the seeds exactly on top of these tilled strips that the machine has previously had put the fertilizer in.
Placing seed and fertilizer together with centimeter precision means fewer loads of fertilizer go on the fields.
You're able to use less, of course, you're saving the money, and you get the same performance out of the crop.
Messick says he's cut amounts of one fertilizer ingredient in half on a 600-hectare farm that saves him tens of thousands of dollars. And that's not all he's saving. Nutrients from farm fertilizers are a leading cause of water pollution, says Virginia Tech farming expert Tim Mize.
So if we get better at applying them only what's needed, where they're needed, then that's less nutrients that can move off and get into water systems or watersheds.
Jimmy Messick also uses GPS when he sprays weed killer. Before, he says, it was easier to miss spots or overlap.
If you weren't sure what had been done and what hadn't been done, with this system, you can come back next week, next month, and you know what you sprayed and what you didn't spray.
GPS technology is guiding large-scale farm equipment across the country. And some harvesters also monitor how much crop is produced in each part of the field.
When you get an idea of, you know, where the productive areas of the field are, where the less productive areas, and then you fertilize accordingly.
With the price of fertilizers and fuel going up, along with the global demand for food, Mize says the name of the game today is getting the most crop with the least resources.
Anytime that you can reduce inputs and increase your bottom line, I mean, that's technology that everybody wants.
It's hands-free technology that's saving money and saving the environment. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Midland, Virginia.